With all of the concern today about the conservation of the world's natural resources, it is important to remember that there's more to these resources than just energy supplies. On this edition of The Graduate School Presents, George Petrides, professor in the Fisheries and Wildlife Department at Michigan State University, discusses his department's work with animal populations around the world.
Well, we have activities, as the title indicates, dealing with the fisheries and wildlife resources, and also with field natural history, training for park naturalists, and with environmental education programs for teachers. My own students, to some degree, are interested in work with international agencies, such as the Agency for International Development of the United States, the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. And many of our students do come as nationals from other countries and will return to their various conservation agencies in those countries.
Could you give me some examples of work that's being done currently or recently?
I heard an interesting comment the other day that the birds of prey are the often highly visible indicators of our environmental status. If the hawks and owls, eagles, and other predatory birds tend to disappear in an area, we can learn from this that something is happening in the environment which has affected their foods. And because these birds are at the end of a long food chain, they tend to reflect those changes most severely. The fact that most of the byproducts of civilization tend to be washed downhill and end up in the rivers, streams, and lakes is a matter of concern to all of us. The pollution that may result from industry and other activities can often be monitored through the study of aquatic and terrestrial organisms.
Have any of the students in the department worked on species which are becoming extinct?
Yes, this is perhaps one of our major emphases. We had two students who were working on the island of Crete in Greece to determine the status of the endangered agrimi, which is a wild goat of that part of the world, very handsome horned animal. And these animals were stocked by the Greek government on a very tiny island in an effort to preserve the last remnant of the population. But at the same time, this remnant increased to such a degree that it was destroying its food supply, so that the biologists had to make some recommendations as to how the animal could be preserved in the face of its food shortage.
What would you say is some of the most unusual research projects being done by students in the department?
It's hard to know which is to be considered unusual by the average person. We have students who are working in various parts of West Africa, for example. Ken Barber in the Central African Republic has been undertaking baseline studies. So little is known about animal populations in many parts of the world that these, as in his case, these students will try to determine the present status of the animals and their populations so that we will know later whether any significant changes have occurred which must be corrected. We have an interesting African now in the field back in Uganda. He was a citizen who had to leave the country when the dictator, Mr. Amin, was in charge, but has returned now that that regime was overthrown and is trying to determine to what extent wildlife remains abundant in the national parks there, because they were depleted somewhat by the activities of the soldiers of the several nations which overran the country.
George Petrides, professor in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife, on this edition of The Graduate School Presents. For the Michigan State University Tape Network, this has been John Nielsen.